What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The following NBC sports program is brought to you in living color.
Comiskey Park, Chicago. Hi, everybody. I'm Vin Scully.
50 years ago, the first All-Star game at Comiskey Park in 1933.
Representing the Chicago White Sox, outfielder Ron Kittle.
Harry Carey is going to lead the crowd in the singing of Take Me Out of the Ballgame. That's always fun here at Wrigley Field. And let's tune in as they greet Mr. Sandberg.
Here are the 1980 All-Stars from the Chicago White Sox. Pitcher Ed Farmer, warming up in the bullpen, a 12-game winner already this year. Steve Stone.
Austin points to the center. How far did you hit that one, Andre? Look out wherever you are.
What a rocket. And Dawson knew it, and so did Ken Griffey Jr.
From the Chicago White Sox, first baseman Frank Thomas.
Thomas drills one to deep left field. It's out of here by a mile, and it is there.
Well, that's one of the things the crowd of 50,000 comes to see. The big hurt, putting the hurt on the National League.
Infielder Ron Coomer.
Coomer, a great story. A guy who grew up on the south side of Chicago and was a Cubs fan.
It's like taking your life in your hands.
You know he's a tough guy.
That's right.
Goodbye, right center field, Ordóñez. Back-to-back for the American League, and it's 4-1.
Some solace for White Sox fans with Ordóñez homering off Lieber. A south sider off a north sider.
Kerry Wood taking over for Wolf.
He had a shot at Ichiro on the bench, as this slider is really nasty.
For the first time, we have two most valuable players. John Matlack and Bill Madlock have been voted by our press corps to be joint most valuable player winners, and I congratulate you both.
Let's meet the American League manager and starting lineup, the manager from the 2005 World Series champion Chicago White Sox, Ozzie Guillen. From the Chicago White Sox, A.J. Pierzynski, Paul Konerko, Jermaine Dye, Jim Thome, Bobby Jenks, Jose Contreras, and pitcher Mark Burley.
Mr. President, my partner asked Joe Madden not to put Mark Burley into the game while you were here because Mark Burley works too quickly. We wouldn't have enough time with you.
Everybody knows I'm a White Sox fan, and my wife thinks I look cute in this jacket, so...
From the Chicago Cubs, Dexter Fowler, John Lester, Jake Arrieta, Ben Zobrist, Anthony Rizzo, Chris Bryant.
Chris Bryant, 0 for 6 off of Chris Sale with 6 strikeouts.
Well, let's see how he fares here in San Diego tonight. Might be the premier home run hitter in the National League, and this is belted out of here. Chris Bryant, first pitch swinging. 1-0 National League. Liam Hendricks, who is the closer for the White Sox. I don't know if Liam can hear us. Can you hear us, Liam?
Damn it!
No, we'll leave him alone.
Keep tying the past to the present. That's the charm of the All-Star game, I guess, more than anything else. And especially this.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Summertime and the living's easy. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Jason Leisure is in for Spieg. Spieg's scheduled to be back tomorrow. We'll call you if he's not, just so you know. We're going to call you.
Or call me? Oh, yeah. You're talking specifically to me? Yeah. I thought you were going to call all the listeners and let them
know. No.
I'll be here. I can be here tomorrow if you want.
But Speaks is going to be
I
here.
I can be here on short notice.
Yeah, he's going to be. I'm
he's
sure
not
he's
singing
gonna,
the national anthem somewhere?
No. He doesn't sing the national anthem again until, well, at least not at the Cubs game, until August 18th.
We saw him today. We were watching on the monitor here. We have the All-Star game on, or at least the pre-All-Star game, whatever. And we saw him roll the tarp out and then roll the tarp back off.
Yeah, what you don't want
is... It reminded
is,
me of that of Spieg's ill-fated day at Wrigley.
Yes, you don't want any sort of delay. And if you do get a delay, you want it before the game starts.
So that's on one TV. I believe this is MLB Network that we're seeing that.
Yes.
On our other monitor in here, on the flat screen, we've got ESPN. And we caught the end of PTI. And
they clown Noah Essing.
Oh, my goodness. The banner up there was, Happy Trails... Essingay's dignity.
Yeah, that's rough.
And they only showed the clip like five times.
That deserved a rim shot, but that's okay.
That guy has been in America for 2 weeks. For 2 weeks. And the venerable sports show that people engage with those two guys, had him out here. And that's not good.
I have a radio question for you that I just don't know. Maybe everybody knows this except me. But when we have Kaylin Kaler on here, and she forgets that we're on a radio show, and something slips. How exactly does the dump button work? Because we're hearing it in real time. I know there's a delay. How do you make sure you bleep exactly in the right spot?
So here's the thing. I made the mistake of hitting the dump button. I should leave that to Tanny, okay? But when I looked over, Tanny was looking for something in the vault.
And you were worried.
And I was worried, because that's my brand. So
not my dump, so to speak, is on the same position as like where I would be going to the vault. So that's where you thought you saw, but the dump button is actually very far over on the new console.
That's not
It's a. Thankfully, I got the good wingspan here. I can get to it.
You but got the still, Noah Essingay wingspan.
I have the face too. When Kaylor said that, I was like, oh.
So since we're broadcasting...
But you had to be the big dumper. You had to do it.
Yes, I had to be Cal Raleigh in this case. And, you know, actually, I have a fairly nice dumper. But anyway, so what happens is that we're ahead.
Yeah.
What's happening now is ahead. So when it happened, when I hit and Tanny hit it, it's gone. And then we're live, okay, until the system reboots. So usually what happens is when you have a caller... that does that. We weren't going to cut Kaylin off, but let's say this had been Joe from Hegwish, okay?
Why got to be Hegwish, Lawrence?
You know why. You know exactly why. I would have hung up on Joe first and then dumped him.
Okay.
Because if I dump him first and then he keeps talking, the system hasn't reset itself. So he can just start saying crazy bleep. Okay. And it's getting over the air.
So when you dump it, the delay is off.
The delay
so
is
off. So the listener just hears it kind of skip forward. They don't hear the beep in real time.
Okay. Those who are listening on radio. Now, everyone who was listening on the Odyssey app or in Twitch, they heard it all.
Got it.
They heard what we heard.
Yeah. And there's no beep. It's sort of just like a hitting the delete button on like 7 to 14 seconds.
Yeah. And then it'll compress. And then there'll be a point where we start sounding faster than we ordinarily talk, and then we'll be caught back up. So now, by now, the system has rebooted. So now anyone could cuss, and Tanny could hit the dump button, and it would be fine.
Oh, we could just start throwing around cuss words?
Don't.
Oh, okay.
But yes.
Got it.
I would appreciate
it
if
that is a mixed message.
Don't. Like, don't.
All right, okay.
But
now that's clear.
It's okay. We could. We just don't. We don't like to put the license in jeopardy.
Boy, I'll tell you what. This is one of those times I wish I could cuss.
That's right, Hawk.
Tanny played the rejoin with all those All-Star things in there, did you hear Vin Scully in there?
Yeah.
That is something I've been doing. I don't know if... Tell me if you think Vin Scully would be honored by this or offended by this. I have started sometimes to fall asleep listening to old Vin Scully broadcasts.
He'd be honored by
it. It's incredibly relaxing. You can find him on YouTube. You can actually watch it. I don't. I put the phone face down, and I just listen to it, and I put the sleep timer on it, and I fall asleep listening to a Vin Scully broadcast from 20 years ago.
I think that's dope. So instead of brown noise or white noise, you're doing that.
Scully noise.
I mean, I think he'd be honored by that. It's Vin's comforting. Like, listening to Vin Scully is comforting.
Yeah.
So if you're like, oh, you know what? Relax a little bit. Listen to old Vin. And you're like, this is good. And then you fall asleep. I think there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
I think he would be all right with it.
Good. I feel better about it now.
Good. So the All-Star game is tonight. And the conference that I cheer for in college football has gotten ahead on this. The SEC holds their media days during All-Star Week. And it's a pretty cool tradition. I went last year. And so now, with a void of sports, there's an opportunity for them to be like, okay, well, here's what's happening in the SEC. We can further the agenda of it becoming the biggest league in college football. There's 4 days here where there isn't a ton going on. The WNBA is going on. The AUSL is going on now, like a newer thing with the – it's a newer thing, like the three technique. But that's going on now. But there isn't a lot. That's NBA Summer League, and clearly Noah Essengay found out the importance of that going on. Should other leagues be taking advantage of this? I was thinking about this morning, Jason, and the WNBA, I have a suggestion for the WNBA. They should hold their Commissioner's Cup final on the Wednesday after the All-Star game.
The Wednesday after the baseball All-Star game.
Mm-hmm.
I think they need to come with more than that. They need to ramp up the tournament a little more to be able to put, you know, two semifinals and a final out there or something.
But okay, yeah. You could do the semifinal on Monday if you want it. You could do the semifinals on Monday and then the championship game on Wednesday.
I would play them back-to-back Wednesday, Thursday, because there's nothing on Thursday either, is there?
Thursday, though, sometimes Major League Baseball will schedule like one or two games to get everyone back. But sure, you could do it that way too if you want it.
The sport that should really take advantage of this, if I'm thinking about it, would be baseball. Baseball could do that. Yeah, there you go. See, there's nothing in there's no sports playing right now besides Major League Baseball and the WNBA. So it'd be hard for hockey or the NFL or the NBA to jump in on this. Although
I was thinking about hockey too, and I get it that we're in the off season. I was thinking, could there be something in there? And I get that you would have to go through the CBA and you'd have to come up with money. Could there be something that you could throw into the mix there if you're the NHL?
So they are, you know, they slowly trickled out like the opener, right? Like this week they said they had a press release like, okay.
The schedule?
Yeah, here's the first slate of games and why the Blackhawks are not hosting a home opener to start their 100th season. I'll never know. Original 16, why would they do that? They're on the road against, the Panthers, which is fine, whatever. But like, they are trickling out the rest of their schedule tomorrow, I believe, which is great. But like, will any of us, like, they're not, it's not a big event, you know, it's not going to really track. And I'm wondering like why. I understand that having fan fests are probably a logistical nightmare for teams, but why couldn't you do a Blackhawks centennial fan fest? You just had the Windy City Smokeout over there. Do something like that. Do like a party for your 100th season or something like that. You know, have an event here locally.
NASCAR. You should have a race like Monday night or Wednesday night. Like, do something where you're going to have an opportunity to have a lot more eyes on you without competition. Obviously, these leagues have their fans that care about them, but if you were looking for some, if you needed a fix of sports last night, you could have been like, oh, well, there's something with stakes, like something big that could go in there in the place of kind of having this dead period. And look, we have a lot of fun with it in sports radio. I always would do when I had my solo show, this would be the week where I would ask people to come on and tell me if the Bears quarterback is good.
We're coming back with LeBron versus Jordan in the next segment.
Yeah, that's. I'm sure that you'll see some of that stuff. And at the national level, there'll be a lot of Mount Rushmore topics, which I absolutely hate.
I think this is a perfect opportunity for the NFL. I think the NFL could go, as it pushes more and more, and this may only be temporary, this might not be a long-term thing, but as it pushes more and more for flag football, and it's going to be in the Olympics, you could go with almost what the women's basketball players have in Unrivaled, where you have this off-season flag football. I don't know that you'd go a whole league because you want these players, you don't want these players
a couple of showcase games
playing a second season, but like a mini 3-day tournament with short games. And you know, you mentioned with one of the other leagues, I think it was hockey, the money is going to take care of itself. The money will come in through the broadcast rights to show this. Don't tell me that you wouldn't sit here and watch teams that have different NFL players from different teams on them in flag football playing some kind of 8-team tournament over 2 to 3 nights this week. You would take that, and most importantly for people who watch, you can gamble on that.
What if, and the model for mixed martial arts or for boxing is still steeped in pay-per-view, but what if you had maybe not a marquee matchup, but you're the second fight on the undercard, or the last fight on the undercard, something of that level or that magnitude, do something like that on a Monday night or the Wednesday after the All-Star game?
That might be too far out of the mainstream to draw a big national audience, a sports audience that doesn't, that's like, where's all the baseball games? I have nothing to watch.
I do like the flag football idea. And you know, the NFL has been pushing flag football, as you brought up. Maybe that's something to jumpstart your, whatever your league is going to be. You do it, because you know the NFL is always looking to take over whatever space they can occupy. Maybe instead of just the commercials that are running, maybe that's when you, hey, would you like to watch a little bit of this new thing that we're doing? We're doing flag football, and we want to show you what it looks like. We're going to put it on CBS on the Wednesday after the All-Star game, because it's not like they're doing new programming on CBS in the middle of the summer. Here's another idea for this. This is fringe, but the Big Three should have a one-on-one tournament the Wednesday after the All-Star game.
If I told you there's an NFL flag football event that you can watch, and like one of the teams is Josh Allen at quarterback and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, and there's another team that has Caleb Williams and Saquon Barkley and Justin Jefferson, and I've got 4 to 8 of these teams out there, you tell me that wouldn't be a huge TV draw?
It would absolutely draw. Like, absolutely.
Play short games. Nobody wants to sit and watch an hour-long flag football game, I don't think. Play short games so they can play multiple games in the same day and play out a little mini tournament over 2 to 3 days.
Well, this texter asks, does Caitlin Clark outdraw the All-Star game? WNBA All-Star weekend is this weekend. And it's like, if you just move the schedule.
Make it during the week.
Right.
I mean, you're doing that anyway. If you're the WNBA, you're picking your spots anyway. You're saying, let's play in the summer because there's less competition. We don't compete directly with the NBA. They're choosing opportunistically to begin with. So why not do it with your All-Star game, even if it means you're playing your All-Star game on a Wednesday and Thursday night?
Yeah, instead of the WNBA All-Star game is going to be Saturday night at 7:30. In the middle of the summer.
People want big stuff on TV, names that they recognize, and games that they can bet on.
I wonder, because, I mean, the SEC was just like, oh, would you look at all this space? Look at all this space. You know what? We have 16 teams now. We'll just break up SEC media days into fours. We'll do 4 coaches a day. Yep. And so, like, you look on SportsCenter, and they're talking to Josh Heupel for 5 minutes. Like, not that they shouldn't talk to the head coach of Tennessee, but the fact that he gets 5 minutes, and you'll see there's going to be a lot of SEC stories in the national stream over the next couple of days because they said, we'll take that.
They'll own the news cycle for this week after baseball. After tonight, they'll probably own the rest of the week.
Like, oh, well, look at all of the new quarterbacks that are playing in the SEC this year, and look at how we feel about the play. That I can promise you that over the next couple of days, what you're going to hear about a lot is how the SEC and the Big Ten have different opinions on how the playoff seeding thing should work. And the Big Ten's going to have their media day next week. Like, they're going to own the beginning of next week.
Nah, we'll be busy. Sorry.
Well, yeah, and that's...
We have NFL training camp. That's baseball's right. We'll be busy. Sorry.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the behemoth is coming. Like, the NFL is just starting to wake up.
A couple teams are open now. Everyone's going to be open next week.
Right. So, you have this gap. Take advantage of it. That's all I'm saying. We're going to talk with Potsy. Mark Potash is going to join us. We're going to find out what's in his basement next on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I love Potsy. I remember I once asked him if he was more of a... Because I saw that he had some kind of animal hair or fur on his jacket or something, or his hoodie. And I remember asking him if he had dogs or cats. And Potsy goes, that's too personal.
He hasn't had that pressure of Potsy and those guys coming at him like, you know... grilling them post-game.
Next question, Mark Potash.
Hey, man, do the increased protocols allow you to still have club dub?
Yeah, that's a great question.
Last question, Mark Potash.
With all due respect, Ryan, what specifically was the misevaluation that led you to choose Trubisky over Mahomes and Watson? And what specifically have you learned from that mistake that will help you get it right this time?
Again, I get the question, Mark.
Mark Potash.
Hey, George, with two winning seasons and no playoff wins in your 11 seasons, isn't there merit to the argument that somebody else should be heading this surge. You get it that a lot of Bears are unhappy with your record as well.
Yeah, we get that a lot of Bears fans are unhappy, and we're unhappy too.
How are you accountable?
Yeah, my performance is reviewed by ownership, and ownership has informed me that it wishes me to continue in this role.
Matt, are you aware of the heat that's on you right now? And
you focus on your job where your feet are right now.
You know what? I'll give you an example, Mark. Have you ever written a bad paper or a bad story?
Never.
Never?
Yeah.
No, that's right. You know, you hit it on the nail.
Listen to the Spiegel and Holmes Show on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Amazing.
It's nice to be able to catch up with Mark Potash and figure out what he is doing now that he no longer covers the Bears for the Sun-Times. He's still writing a Substack, and he's making sure that he's paying attention to what's going on with the Bears, because we need his voice when it comes to covering this team. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hey, Potsy, how are you?
Great, Lawrence. How you guys doing?
Does he know I'm here, or does he think he's on just with you? Because I don't think he's going to be happy to see me.
Potsy, Jason Leisure is here. Did you know that?
Who?
That's the perfect answer.
He's the best,
Jason,
man.
How you doing?
He's the best. I have always loved Potsy, and it has always not been mutual.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I'm a big fan.
I'm a big fan, too, of both of you guys. So it's good to have you both here on the airways with me today. So I know that you've visited with the Score, and the Midday Show has had you on a couple of times. I'm curious, like, what are you doing with your time? And if you don't mind, like, was it rough for you to say, yeah, it's time for me to walk away, I'll take this buyout and go do my thing?
Yeah, well, it was very rough. I really wasn't, you know, thrilled about doing it, to tell you the truth. And you know, but I couldn't take the chance, I guess, of like getting cut. So yeah, it was very difficult, especially frankly because of the timing. I mean, the Bears have a chance to be good. I've covered so many bad teams. Man, I can't wait to cover. I was dying to cover a good team, and now they might be good. So that's going to be really painful if this works out. It might not, but it, you know, looks pretty good. But yeah, that's going to be. So that was very tough. So yeah, I'm spending my time kind of. I'm writing a lot. I'm kind of trying to stay in the game as much as I can, because I feel like I still have a lot, like I said, a lot of gas in the tank, a lot to offer. And so I'm writing on my website, markpotash.net. And, the good thing is I write whenever I want, whatever I want. The only downside is I'm no longer getting paid for it. So, yeah, it's not the worst deal at 66. So I'm not complaining, but I have to admit, I would like to be at least some part of the Bears coverage. And stay close to it, stay kind of tethered to it at least as much as I can heading into football. So I'm kind of getting juiced a little bit, just kind of by nature.
Potsy, when training camp starts next week, who in the media bullpen will you most miss seeing every day? I know who it's not, but who will you miss the most in the media room?
Well, I don't know if there's anybody in particular I won't miss. I think I'll just miss the group, being a part of it. I think it's a big part of the fun of covering it, especially nowadays. And frankly, it's just not as competitive as it used to be with the media landscape as it is. And we've kind of almost some of us work together, I guess, and against each other. And so I've been closer with just the group in general. But I will say this, Jason, I can't really pick. I don't really want to pick out one person, but just I like the younger guys. I think I've used them a lot for just background and stuff, and the people that I grew up with in the business. I miss them too. So, I can't really say one person, that I will miss, but I'd sure like to get back.
You're so great in the room, and you ask wonderful questions, and you seem to do it without worrying a lot about how it's perceived.
Unflinching.
Yeah. How did you develop that philosophy?
Well, I think that developed from me, frankly, me being not such a great reporter and not really being able to have that knack for developing sources and not having, but also not having to kind of, play that trading game where you kind of, you give to get. And so I became very independent and really didn't have anything to lose. Like, like, you know, I don't need Ryan Poles to return my phone calls. You know, I don't need anybody to return my phone calls. If I did, I probably would be a little more self-conscious about asking some of the questions I do. But as I've grown up, I always was kind of a little embarrassed about, like, that I didn't have a lot of sources or broke a lot of stories. But as I got older and as the landscape changed, I found that it was actually for me an advantage because I was able to look at things very objectively. I think that's my strength. I've been able to look at things very clear-headed, with a very clear head, and ask questions and not worry about things like that. So I've tried to turn, I guess in effect, I've turned a weakness into a strength. I felt like I did that in the latter part of my career.
How important do you think it is for those type of questions to be asked in press conference settings?
Well, it's kind of tough in the press conference setting because now it's kind of become a little performative because everybody hears it and everybody comments on it. And I'm very self-conscious about that. It was very awkward because I felt like it was hard to do it without it being performative. But I do, to answer your question, Lawrence, and you know, you're a great interviewer yourself. You ask a lot of the good questions yourself. So I know you know what we're talking about here. I think you know it's very important to get those things out there and to kind of and just ask questions. To me, it's just asking questions that I think fans want to know. Like, for example, I mean, I knew that Ryan Poles wasn't going to give me a good answer when I asked him last year, did you talk to Jim Harbaugh? But I know fans, I mean, they literally told me they wanted that question asked at the press conference. And so sometimes that's the reason to do it, is because we're all representatives of the fans, and you want them, you know, it feels good, man. The best thing in this business is when someone tells you, you spoke for me. You know something, because back in the old days when not everybody in the world had a microphone pre-internet, that was a huge compliment in the business to say, you spoke for me, you said what I wanted to say and didn't have a chance to. And I think it's an opportunity to do that, to say what people want, you know, to ask questions people want to know about. But I'll be honest, I don't know if it comes across, but I'm always very nervous about that. I remember the Patrick Kane thing, I kind of messed that one up a little bit because I was just so nervous about it, because you got that microphone. I'm not really good at that. I'm better one-on-one. And so I really had to kind of overcome a lot of my own fears to be able to do that. But I think it's very important that we ask questions to get answers that people will very easily just kind of skip over and just move on, and you won't find answers to the questions like, what went wrong? How did you miss the Trubisky pick? That kind of thing. That question was never answered to this day.
No.
It's been asked by more people than me, and yet Ryan Pace never answered that question. But it's very important that those kind of questions are asked, whether they're going to be answered or not. That he's not going to answer the question, that's not the reason to not ask it. Let's put it that way.
You need it on the record, whatever their answer or defense of that is. And if Patsy, I have always said this about you, that I think you very much represented the fans when you were in there asking questions. I think and it's usually in an angry way, because usually the fans are angry about something when it comes to the Bears. There's usually something bad going on that they want an answer for. And you could count on a Monday morning, Patsy would be in there asking the question that the majority of the city wanted asked in there. And if there was nerves, it didn't show, because one of my favorite things about Patsy Lawrence is, while he talks about not having to kind of play this game of like, well, I got to, you know, manage my relationship with these sources. He also never asked them anything that he never kind of snuck something in. He never wrote something or said something that I think he would have had a problem debating with that person. And when these debates would happen, when a player or coach would challenge him and react badly to what he asked,
he was ready.
Oh, he never backed down from that. He was always ready to go. Patsy, I don't want to have you come and go without getting to ask this, because I was telling these guys in the production meeting today that your basement is like a museum or a library of Chicago sports, from what I can tell. There's got to be so much cool stuff in there, and I wonder if you've had more time to go through that, and if you could tell us about these Jordans that you have, these original Jordans, and maybe any other things you think are really cool that you've been messing around with down in your basement.
Yeah, I have. It's a lot messier now, but I have had time to go through it. It's really interesting. One of the things I'm doing on my website, I kind of have three different sections, and one of them is called Blast from the Past. It's just on memorabilia, And it's just, it's not really about sports, or it's kind of about things I've done, but also just, yeah, a lot of memorabilia that I have, because I love sports collecting. I've always done it for like over 50 years and stuff like that. So I have what I consider, it's cool to me. But yeah, and so I do have the Air Jordans. The story there is that was 1985, and when I was a kid growing up, I grew up on the South Side, and I was like a Red Ball Jets and PF Flyers. People probably don't, those are really bad references because people don't know that, but those are like the most simple.
I'm sure my dad knows what those are.
Those are the most simple gym. I was always the most basic, simple gym shoe you can get. And so in 85, I was working in St. Louis, and we played basketball at St. Louis U at West Pine Gym every week, and I decided to get the Air Jordans came out. So I went up to Sportmark, the one up here in Niles, and bought a pair of these for $60. And it was like the biggest purchase I ever made for any shoes. Well, because I wasn't used to them, when I put those shoes on, they were like ski boots. They're huge. Now, today it's like nothing. It's probably like putting on Skechers or whatever. But to me, it was, so I wore them like three times and never wore them again. But I didn't throw them out. And so now they're valuable because they were the first year. They're like the rookie Air Jordans. And they're kind of cool. So I got them in my, you know, on the shelf in right here in my office.
What do you think they're worth?
I don't know. It depends because there's too much depends on the size, the condition, and things like that. But you know, more than a few hundred dollars, I think. You know, so not enough to retire on. Let's put it that way. I got to put things in that reference now.
MarkPotash.net. If you want, I'm looking through it now. There's a great piece about the White Sox inside of here too, from the blast from the past. We've been having a discussion, Potsy, over the last couple of days of how there seems to be some White Sox 2005 erasure that goes on nationally. It's almost like there are people that either don't remember or don't want to remember that they won the World Series in 05.
It's really uncanny. I guess the one that comes up that I keep seeing is all the ESPN incidents, but I think there's others where there's been graphics and things like that. It's like it never happened. And it's kind of interesting. I kind of touched on that in the story I wrote about that, about the White Sox. You know, when you compare it to all the other teams that have won championships in the last 40 years in Chicago, it's kind of the one that was random. That team came up out of nowhere. It was Ozzie's second year. You know, there were only nine players on that team who were there even 2 years earlier. And there were only nine players on the team 3 years later. So it wasn't like one of those things where you had a core of guys that you grew up with, you know, like the 69 Cubs who never won, or the Bulls team, you know, two Bulls three-peats, whatever. And so it was a very random thing. But on the other hand, if you look at it, that's what the best thing about it. If you look at that season, that was a great championship season. I also did a chart, a list of the top. I rated like the top, ranked the top, the 12 championships. And I think I had them fifth or sixth. I can't remember. But the point is, that was a really great season. It wasn't one of those lucky, you know, rabbit's foot type seasons. It was a great team that was like, that led the league in one run games without an established closer, lost Frank Thomas and still won 99 games, had a great run in the playoffs. To me, it's a special team. If it were a Cub team, it would be a lot more popular than it is. So I think the point that I get about is, for some reason, nationally, it's forgotten, but even locally, it's not respected as much as it probably should be, just because it was, like I said, kind of a random one-off type of situation, but, you know, memorable team.
Potsy, have you ever been to the website StockX?
No, I've
have
never
you heard,
heard
of it.
Of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not really good at that. That's the only downside.
It's for
about
shoes.
The website.
Yeah, it's a shoe exchange, and I think you should go and price your shoes on StockX.
What number did you see that made you think that?
I think that he can make a lot more than a couple hundred
dollars. Just say the number that you saw.
I want him to do it.
Okay.
Okay, because he can speak to the state that they're in and all that stuff. But I can just tell you, I had a pair of Jordan 3 golf shoes, and I had given up the game. And I sold those for, I think, $500, $600, Jordan 3 golf shoes. I think for an original pair of Jordans, even though they had been worn.
Barely worn.
I think it's more money than you expect, Potsy. So StockX, okay? Like, go to StockX and just see.
I'm going to go to JalenJohnson.com because Jalen.
Oh, this is another story. This is another story. Yeah, we made you talk to him about this. We badgered Potsy into talking to Jalen Johnson about this because Jalen Johnson has a collection of Jordans. And Potsy is always complaining, I'm not going to go try to talk to these guys about anything. I can't relate to these guys. They're young. Potsy, he's going to love seeing these shoes. He's going to love hearing about this. And finally, we pushed you over there to talk to him about it.
Yeah, so I'll go to Jalen. I'll see what the going rate is.
All right. Well, we wish you luck, but I definitely have someone do this for you if you're not comfortable doing it. But go put those shoes on StockX and see what you might get for them.
StockX, huh? Okay.
StockX.
I'm writing it down right now.
Yeah. All right. Good. Potsy, yeah. This was great. And thank you. Let me just say thank you because you're literally the first guest that I booked here at The Score when I was an overnight producer working for Les. So I thank you for always being available for the old overnight show with Les Grobstein.
Thanks, Lawrence. You know, that's my, I always say that's my career goal in retirement is to do the overnight show in honor of Les. So still trying to work on Grody a little bit to make that happen.
I think we can make that happen.
I feel like that can be done. There's got to be a way.
I know a guy.
That's my bucket list. That's on my bucket list is for Les because we're all of us. Certainly Mark and all of us. We're all David and George, we're all big fans of Les, so it would be great to do it in kind of in his spirit. So that would be great. But I do remember those days. Those were great. I love calling Les. You know, I won a T-shirt on his show. I probably wasn't on this station, but I won a T-shirt on a contest on Les's show on the other station when I was just a caller. I love Les so much. It was just that was just great.
I can promise you that we're going to make that overnight thing happen.
All right.
Lawrence negotiated it in his contract that Potsy has to host an overnight.
I can make something like that happen for sure. Potsy, thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Lawrence. I appreciate it. Thanks, Jason. Good to talk to you guys.
See you, Potsy.
MarkPotash.net. Go support Potsy and what it is that he's doing and tell him that he should go put them shoes on StockX. I'll tell you the number.
I want to see what number you saw. It doesn't have to be what they're worth, but I just want to see what number you saw.
$44,000.
That made you think you need to tell him that. Okay, that's a big number. I would check at least.
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't come out to that, that makes me want to check.
Yeah, he should check. After this on The Score.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's like we're watching a movie starring Pete Crow Armstrong in this eighth inning.
Pete Crow Armstrong will bat ninth tonight for the National League, which I know has some people upset here in Chicago. I was
here
trying
at the score.
Well, yeah, I know that the Mr. David was angry about it, and I was trying to like, well, is there? Can I move him up in the lineup? And I couldn't find a place to move him up. I can't move him ahead of Kyle Tucker. And I will say, though, if he does only end up with one at bat, I'll be sad. Because I feel like that's a player, because they've got a lot of outfielders that they've got to get into the game.
Yeah.
It'll be sad if he only gets one at bat. But it looks like it's set up for that. It looks like it's set up for PCA is going to get his one at bat and probably play four innings.
If he gets 3 to 5 innings out in center field, you might get a highlight.
That's true. Maybe I should look at it that way. That I should look forward to PCA making some sort of spectacular catch or robbing a home run or great throw, like something like that.
It shows a little bit that while he is, I think, the guy in Chicago sports right now, he's not quite at that level on the national landscape yet.
Yeah, that's the problem.
He might get there.
I think he is.
He's not there today.
I think he will get there. And I hope that he does well. I hope that everyone from Chicago has a good time. I hope everyone has a good time, actually. The All-Star game should be about fun and joy. Ooh, Judson's on after us? Or is he just lurking? I see him. All right, good. Judson's going to be on in 6 o'clock.
Did you catch that Potsy said he was sad about not covering the Bears because he thinks they'll be good this year?
Yes.
Because Potsy has always said it's too easy to criticize everything the Bears do, because if you just do that every time, you're going to be right 70-plus percent of the time. Like if you were gambling. If
a guy like Potsy thinking that the Bears might be good this year, though, is intriguing.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't usually lean into folly. Like, if he thinks they're good, there's a reason for it. So it's something to keep in mind for sure. Also, there are a lot of people inside. Well, there's one person inside of the stream. It's like, $44,000 is not a lot of money. Sir, you do not know how much money journalists don't make.
Or anybody.
That's an SUV.
Who's laughing at 44 grand?
Let's say it's $20,000. Like, you spend some of it on whatever it is that you want. And then save it. That money is significant.
Also, how about the investment? That's like Shark Tank level there. $60. Yeah. You spent $60.
To turn into $44,000.
Get out of here, texter.
Yeah. Well, not a texter. This is someone in the chat.
Get out of here, chatter.
Yeah, chatter. Bad chatter.
Yeah.
Bad. Mop. Shame. Shame.
Is that on the Twitch?
Yeah.
Guess stop twitching.
Yeah, that guy. Speaks is expected to be back tomorrow. If not, we'll call Jason and get him in here.
Speaks is probable.
He's a probable right now. For Tanny, for Alex, for Jason Leisure, thank you very much for heeding the call and coming to hang out with me these last couple days. I'm Lawrence Holmes saying thank you so much for the love and support you show this show every single day. We will do our best to return the favor tomorrow. Spiegel and Holmes, 2-6 on the score.
All right, we apologize, ladies and gentlemen, for that presentation.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.